My friends, I know that I have a very important message to give to you today. Every day in these 40 days of Lent is very important. But I know that today is a very special day because I have had so much difficulty in trying to get the audio and the video to work in making today's video. So I really need you to turn your ears up and listen to what I have to say. So one of the greatest secrets that we can learn in growing in the spiritual life and becoming saints is called specialization. I learned this and life has been trying to teach this to me and God has been trying to teach this to me my whole life, but it's difficult. So I remember my 8th grade graduation that I saw this. I hadn't specialized in anything. And when I looked at all the other students that had received awards, I didn't receive any. There was nothing that I was special at. There was nothing that I decided to stand out in. And so I ended up just being very mediocre. I also learned this when I was trying to grow my practice in counseling. I was trying to help everyone. I was trying to be someone for everybody, and I realized that was not the way to grow. I needed to pick a niche, a group of people that I was specialized in, and then I would grow. Then people would refer to me. Then my practice would be more effective, and I would be the type of counselor that I was really trying to be, and I was afraid to do this. I also had to learn this when it came to developing my YouTube channel. When I was first making my YouTube channel, I wanted to be just a Catholic channel. And I didn't realize that that didn't really mean anything. I needed to devote myself. I needed to commit. I needed to specialize with a specific group. And God showed me this when he showed me that he wanted me to specialize in making videos for the souls in purgatory. And so now when you search this, my channel is one of the one that comes up the most. And this has helped me develop. This has helped me grow this unbelievable relationship with them. And it has helped me in my growth in holiness. My friends, my name is Alvaro, and this is Channel Uniquely Mary. And today is day 8 in our journey into purgatory and hell for this Lent. And today, day 8, we are focusing on souls in purgatory that specialized in love for the Eucharist. Now, they're teaching us this secret in holiness, and it's not what you think. It's not specifically that they had a love for the Eucharist, although that is extremely valuable for us to learn, but it's a fact that they committed to specializing to one aspect in the spiritual life. This is an error that I see many people commit. They want to be general. They want to love everything. They want to focus on everything. And we cannot do that because we are human, we are limited, and our hearts and our loves are limited. But when we focus and specialize on one area, the Blessed Mother, the souls of purgatory, the rosary, Jesus on the cross, when he was an infant, this here, that there, when we choose to specialize, our holiness skyrockets. Our sanctity becomes that much more vivid. And think about any specific saint that you really, really love and ask yourself, what did they specialize in? And you will see that I'm right. Think about Padre Pio. What did he specialize in? Saint Francis, poverty, the rosary, those three aspects colored the way that he did everything. A saint that I really love, Saint Gabriel of the Sorrowful Virgin. His very name shows you how he specialized in loving Our Lady of Sorrows. That was his unique characteristic, his hallmark of holiness. In the same way as these saints and the souls in purgatory that we focus on today, we need to ask the Holy Spirit to show us what does he want us to specialize in. Then you will become the type of saint that you really want to be. My friends, persevere in this journey in purgatory. Pick up that book, Stories About Purgatory and What They Reveal. We are in day 8. If this content has helped you, please help it extend to other people. Please share it and please hit that like button. God bless you, and I will see you in day 9.